This is Damian Duffy Hates Everything, the show that lets you know when things suck hard. From the secret microfilm headquarters, deep within the earth, underneath Champaign, Illinois, USA, here's your host, Damian Duffy.
Did it. All right. So wait, shit. I didn't think about what we're going to do now.
I think we were going to do this. It's a Halloween special.
This is the Halloween special. All right. But we'll cut out whatever we say right now, right? Like, we'll just make it easy. We'll say some stupid shit right now, but then we'll cut it.
And nothing else will be stupid later on.
Yeah. Just get our stupids out now, as it were.
No more stupids.
No more stupids after this.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We want to do it. Get ready for it.
Cold open.
You stepped on my line.
You have another? Could you open that one?
I mean, I could open that one too.
Yeah, you have two options. Two options.
See if I can spill this one on my phone instead.
All right, ready?
For it. Ready? Cold open.
That's right.
That one actually did spill on my phone.
This is like, what is it? The last thing here that I saw in our recording was from 2022.
Yes.
So the last
was March, so it was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was March 2022 was the last recording that we made for this podcast.
Yes, this here podcast, which is known as... I feel like we should change the title again.
Okay.
I'm ready for it, Eric. Here's my new title.
Sure.
It's Damian Duffy Hates Everything.
Back to the OG title.
Yeah.
Damian Duffy Hates Everything.
Which I still hate that title too, everyone. But, you know, it's kind of grown on me to where it's a brand now, a sad brand.
I think I want to correct the record in that the last podcast we released was not the last podcast we recorded.
That is true.
Because there was this lost episode that Sven had.
Yeah, he found it was like from the lockdown. Right?
It was like week two of the lockdown.
Yeah, and all of our...
The COVID lockdown.
Yeah,
just to be clear.
That's right, not the love lockdown, which Kanye instituted in around 2008.
With his new wife. With his new wife, right? She can't talk or anything in public.
Oh, like...
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. I was talking about the song Love Lockdown from 2008.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was about his lockdown over his new wife. Like,
the thing is, Kanye currently... And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, if somebody came up to me and was like, name some of the dopest Chicago MCs, clearly I would be like, Common, right?
Sure.
Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Two of my favorites.
Psalm 1. Do you know Psalm 1?
I don't.
She's great. She's a little more underground. She changed her name for a while, but she's great. Tyler, the Creator. No, not Tyler, the Creator. Shit, I fucked it up.
I know Chance who that is.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
Tyler's from somewhere else. But
Chance didn't Chance the Rapper get into trouble recently or last year?
Did he?
I don't know.
But
probably not. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Even if he did. It's not like I would fault a rapper for getting into trouble occasionally. You know, these things happen, right?
He's just living
Snoop
life.
Dogg was on trial for murder, and then he did? Yeah, murder was the case, man. It was a song based on a true life story.
Oh, my God.
So
that's why he likes Martha Stewart so much, right? Because they were close.
How you destroyed the joke I was going to make.
Oh.
Because I was going to be like... Snoop Dogg was on trial for murder, but then he was hanging out with a felon much later.
Oh, yeah. See, I saw where you were going on this.
No, you did, but then you were like...
You know, I'm kind of a genius, that's what I hear.
You're a genius at shooting on my jokes, it's true.
Yeah.
Way to go. But fortunately, we're going to cut all of this.
Yeah, this is not going to appear in the podcast.
No, this is hot garbage.
At all.
This is like lukewarm garbage that you took and put in the microwave and hot garbage. Like,
do you know who likes
garbage?
Do you know who likes that kind of stuff?
Oscar the Grouch.
Besides him?
No.
Internet Charlie.
Oh, shit. Did we ever call him Internet Charlie?
You called him Internet Charlie.
Did I call him Internet Charlie?
You did. You did.
That seems like a mistake because his name clearly is Charlie Zabingi.
Charlie's
Esquire. Anyway, yeah, no, he loves that super. I was thinking about this actually pretty recently. Who will actually listen to this shit? I'm like, super fan Seth, obviously.
I think he's gone. I think he's off the radar. I don't think he listens to our show.
I was just making, like, I actually know that none of these fucking people.
Well, there's always Jason Pankoki.
Again, just stepping on my joke. I was working up to it.
Do you see how I'm like on the same wavelength right now?
See how I've become incredibly predictable. Right. And I'm a shit.
Maybe it's this.
Myself.
We have the same exact beer, and that may be the problem.
That it's a delicious beer? I don't think
no,
so.
That it's like...
This episode is sponsored by Triptych Brewing, Elnora Golden Ale. Elnora Golden Ale. We bought some, and we have it here.
Welcome to our 2023 Halloween special!
It's a spooktacular!
It's a bootacular! No, that's not funny.
That was like worse than the thing I said.
It was.
You know what it is? It's a werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky scary.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Have you
been
to
one? You never heard of a werewolf bar mitzvah?
Uh-uh.
It was Tracy Jordan's hit song.
Tracy Jordan?
Yeah, Tracy Jordan, the...
Are you talking about like 30 Rock?
Yeah, 30 Rock.
Okay.
Tracy
right.
Morgan's character in 30
okay,
Rock.
Okay, Tracy Morgan.
Basically,
yeah.
Tracy Morgan, but his name is slightly different. Right?
Perfect.
But no, his Tracy Jordan, the character, is big breakthrough Halloween song. And I argue whenever anyone asks me, and so many people ask me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, on the street, in the alleys, in my driveway, in my bedroom, strangers keep coming up to me and they're like, what's your favorite Halloween song? And I don't know if I have a favorite. I can think of several, but a big one, mm-hmm. is Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Not the Monster Mash? Like that was like the
1950s,
yeah.
Right. And I don't want to be basic like that. So I go with the non-basic Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Actually, that would be, I don't have a Halloween costume for tomorrow night. And I was thinking, now that you said that, I could go... You know as what? A werewolf in a yarmulke?
Oh, I mean, that's pretty great. That's mm-hmm. a great idea. But yeah. Just let me interrupt you with, I just remembered I haven't used my famous catchphrase yet.
Yes.
Which is, Eric, shut the fuck up.
You're out of practice.
Trying to fucking talk.
You are out of practice.
I clearly am. I let
yes.
you speak.
Yes.
And that was the worst.
That was the worst. That was terrible, actually.
Let's get back to what I was going to say, which was actually,
go right ahead.
I was just going to sing Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, and men becoming wolves.
Is that literally the song?
Yeah, that's the, yeah. I just sang a Tina Fey written song, is all I did. We're going to get sued, except I think they're all on strike, so maybe we're okay.
Well, the actors are on strike. The writers are back.
The writers are back.
The writers are back.
Tina Fey is both. And so is
that's true.
Morgan.
That's true.
I mean, Tracy Morgan said he ended the writer's strike.
He did. Well, how did he do that?
I don't know. He said in an interview, like, he just went in and yelled at somebody. I forget what he's.
I don't believe that at all. I think it's because that they got rid of the AI clause and then boom.
Yeah. They turned him into AI pincers because the AI clause were very threatening. But as their pincers, I mean, still threatening, but less.
Can you imagine an AI Santa Claus?
I'm pretty sure Futurama imagined it, and it had the voice of John Goodman.
That's right. Well, okay.
Like, whatever.
They're so far ahead of things.
Not
you know?
My favorite weird Santa Claus, though. My favorite is from Teen Titans Go.
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Oh, the Santa Claus in Teen Titans Go. One thing is that he hates the Teen Titans.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus does.
Okay.
He refers to them as garbage children.
That may...
Because at one point they're not getting gifts for Christmas and they go mm-hmm. find him. They're like, wow.
Sure,
he's
yeah.
He's like, you're garbage children. But then there's other episodes where he's trying to take over the other holidays.
Like, this is the animated one, right?
Yeah.
Not the Titans, like, live action one.
Not Titans and not Teen Titans, which is the 90s one that was, like, a little more serious. This is Teen Titans Go, which is the ridiculous one.
Okay.
I think
yeah,
it's going
we've good. Seen, like, I've seen an episode with you at Sven's house, I think.
Yeah. The ones we watched from, like, the most current season, I
they
think.
They weren't that good.
No, yeah, I think it's different showrunners or something.
Yeah, I wasn't really impressed with that. I mean, the Titan series, which I watched this past summer.
Yeah.
It was okay, and I stopped at like season four, and season four was terrible, and I gave up on it.
You talked me into the Titan series. I had a similar reaction, but as someone with good taste, I stopped midway through the second season.
You didn't get to the fourth.
No.
This is like you in The Walking Dead as well.
Yeah, also The Walking Dead, where I stopped because it was bad and you kept going.
You stopped at like season two.
I stopped at season three. They were in the prison.
Oh, you got to the prison?
Okay. I guess the prison. Actually, I liked season two more than most people, I felt like.
That's when Shane was like, died, right?
I guess that was. Was that season two?
Yeah, he was like, you know, he was.
I thought it was the end of season one.
No, he made it to season
he
two.
He made it to the farmhouse. Okay, I'm getting the comic.
This is when Rick. Well, I'm sure the comic's a little different. This is Rick finds out like he's been cheating on his,
right?
You know, with his wife.
Yeah,
and then there's like this.
And then there was that weird thing where Shane's family died at that merry-go-round, and then he had to kill all the criminals.
I think you're thinking of the Punisher here.
Shit.
Nice try. But this is our Halloween edition.
This is our Halloween.
We should really be focusing on.
On his fucking shirt. That's sort of Halloween.
Did you hear about the Halloween party that got canceled because all the police showed up as the Punisher?
I still never got that link to load.
Oh, really?
That was from the Hard Times.
I think so. Yeah, it was the joke about the cops being Punisher. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, which is, it's interesting that, and again, we're going to cut all this, like none of this.
This will not be in the podcast.
This part of the podcast. But it's interesting that multiple times in the comics, like one at least I know explicitly in the Marvel comics, has the Punisher saying, like, to a corrupt cop, this is, like, you should not be using my, like, I am not a hero. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, Captain America's over there. You should be going.
Correct.
I am a killer. And I exist because you're not doing your job.
I don't think that these people actually read the Punisher comics. They probably saw the logo.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
And that was it. That was
maybe,
it.
Well, to be honest, they probably did read the Punisher comics because the Punisher comics are just... it was just Marvel, like somebody at Marvel saw Death Wish.
Oh.
And it was like, hey, let's do that. And Death Wish is based, it's based on a novel, but its popularity kind of grows out of Bernie Getz.
What? That's the Subway Killer?
Yeah, the Subway Killer.
From the 80s.
Yeah, was it 80s or 70s?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I think it was 70s.
Yeah, I was too young.
Me too, I didn't live then. I was born in 2021.
Wow, you're two?
I am two, but I'm really, really smart.
Yeah, you're like that baby. You're like that baby from that cartoon.
Yeah.
I forget.
What do you call it? Dinosaurs. That wasn't even a cartoon.
No.
Not the mama.
But this is our Halloween special.
Halloween special. So now we're going to cut all of that stuff out.
And just start here.
And just talk about Halloween. But what I was saying is that the Punisher, being based on Bernie Getz, the Punisher is representative of this American notion of redemption through violence.
And obviously, the idea, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Solve everything with your fists.
Right, well, yeah, your fists, if your fists are holding guns that shoot bullets.
And that too, yeah.
But, you know, like, it's indicative of this notion that, like, the best justice is swift,
yes,
violent, murderous, and vengeful. It's like
Old Bloody Testament too, bloody.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
Very
yeah.
bloody.
It's this weird sort of reverberation of Puritan, you know?
It's like the opposite, all right?
Yeah, it's like Old Testament justice.
Right, like an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
A tooth for a tooth.
Or a bullet for being black and also existing in the world.
That's the cop version.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, got it.
The
got
cops.
It. Not the Punisher version.
Not the fictional Punisher version, but that interpretation of him.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good Halloween costume for you this year.
The Punisher?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Can you imagine Damien as the Punisher?
I mean, I would mostly have like, I'd just be grounding people and threatening
them. At your house, yeah.
Yeah, but threatening them with spankings, but not delivering. Yeah. The inconsistent Punisher. Also, let's point out that it's the dumbest name of a character like, in the world. Like, come on.
What would I get punished?
Well, I think what would his better name be for the Punisher?
The extrajudicial killer.
Oh.
Extrajudicial killerer.
Killerer, yeah. The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Oh, that's been taken.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. So the Halloween is coming up. Can you believe this?
Holy shit, that's true. Halloween is coming up. And that reminds me, did you see Oppenheimer?
No, I did not.
It was pretty good. I was just curious what you thought about it.
Did you see Barbie?
I did.
This past summer you saw Barbie.
Okay. I saw Barbie first and Oppenheimer second.
Did you do that whole thing where you like pay for one movie and then you timed it out so you can jump into the Oppenheimer movie on the same day?
No, because I'm a like, grown-ass person. Oh. I can't.
Yeah, you're not like a college student. Yeah, okay.
No, it was a couple days between them.
Okay, so I still haven't seen neither.
All right, so you're non-Barbenheimer.
I'm non-Barbenheimer, but...
You're B-op.
I think I would venture to guess that more people that I know saw Barbie
than
Oppenheimer. I don't know many people that saw Oppenheimer besides you.
Man. Well, I mean, people are certainly welcome to be wrong and stupid.
Right.
And that's fine.
Which was better?
That's a ridiculous question. Like,
it is?
Well, yeah.
How could it be? Because I guess one's a comedy.
One's a comedy and one's Barbie.
It's hilarious how the nuclear...
Oh,
Jesus.
They're so very different. I think probably the correct answer is that they're equally good in their particular...
Genres,
yeah. But also just in their particular sort of audiences and ambitions and restraints, like Barbie. Barbie was impressive that it got to be like critical and feminist as much as it did, considering it's a movie.
That's another great Halloween costume for you. You could be Ken.
Oh man, I could be Ken.
Wow.
Just Ken.
Just Ken.
If I was anyone else, I'd be a 10.
I was actually talking to a friend of mine who said, well, I was asking her if she was going to any Halloween parties this year.
Yeah.
And she said yes. And she asked if I was. I said yes.
Yes.
And then she asked me what my costume was. And I said nothing.
Yeah.
I don't have a costume. And she said, you should go as Ken.
Oh, so you just re-gifted that idea.
Yeah, you reused that.
I mean, that was great, because I feel like the best part is neither of us are going to do that.
Wouldn't it be funny if we were like twin Kens?
I feel like we're more Alans, if I'm going to
be honest. Now, is that Alan? Is like his nephew or something? Or who's
no,
Alan?
No, Alan.
He's just like an unrelated...
He's played by Michael Cera, and that is perfect.
Michael Cera. See, I didn't see this. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's a hilarious goddamn movie. I mean, like, so the thing is, I say they're completely different, but they're similar in that they're both kind of big budget, made for the theater, blockbuster films, directed by auteurs.
Yes.
Being soundtracked by a dog drinking water really loudly.
Yeah,
that last part was more for us than you, listener.
Well, my dog has been sitting next to me this entire time, and I think she just wanted to make... If you can hear it,
I think she wanted to make an appearance on the show.
Yeah, it's not like she was thirsty and wanted water and went and drank some.
No.
She was very concerned about being mentioned on this podcast that, honestly, we haven't even reached the start of yet because we're going to cut all this.
This part is being cut.
This is just for us, and not even for us because we'll delete it. So
I'll just select it all.
Rue the dog.
Delete.
Yeah, Rue is here. She's back.
Poor choice, right?
She's back sitting next to me.
Yeah, well, she's spinning around. Oh, wait, nope. Her butt is down. Now she's looking at Eric like, why are you talking into your weird rectangle dummy?
Yeah, she is back into her comfortable seat on the couch.
Yeah, and I feel like her stupid dog brother is howling in your backyard.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and they're both excited about what holiday that's coming up, Damien?
Arbor Day. No, shit.
Halloween.
That doesn't sound right. Halloween. Oh, wait, Halloween. Yeah, because we were actually talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah, and I had a question for you because I saw like 80% of this, and I didn't know if you saw the new Haunted Mansion movie from Disney with Rosario Dawson.
I have not watched it, but something's coming into your house.
Are they really?
I think it's your daughter, actually. Oh, your daughter's friend.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Yeah. It's live. It's going out.
It's live. Right now. Actually, we're streaming it live.
Yeah. That's a new thing.
On where?
Made that up.
iHeartRadio?
This is on iHeartRadio.
It was a lie. It was a dirty lie. Okay. So a lot of guest stars on this.
We have Rue the dog. We have my daughter and somebody else
who came in with my daughter.
Good story. So anyway, what I was saying is Oppenheimer is also pretty good.
But The Haunted Mansion was probably better. That's just my guess.
I didn't watch The Haunted Mansion.
Okay, so I made it through 80% of it. All right.
I mean, it sounds great in that you didn't finish it.
I thought the Eddie Murphy version was too much Eddie Murphy and not enough Haunted Mansion. So this one was a little bit more Haunted Mansion, but not enough Rosario Dawson.
Not enough Eddie Murphy, actually.
There was like 0% Eddie Murphy in this one.
I would prefer like 99.9% Eddie Murphy and 1.001%.
But what if Rosario Dawson was in the Eddie Murphy one? Well, would you say like 50-50?
Here's the thing, Eric. Hmm. And we've talked about this. I love Rosario Dawson. Great actress.
Sure, yeah.
Been really good in a lot of stuff. But then I saw Ahsoka. And I decided I was not as big a fan as I thought I was.
So what's the matter with Ahsoka? Because I told you to watch it.
Yeah, and I'm still bitter about it.
But I think the listeners should know that I only watched one episode of Ahsoka and said, I enjoyed this. Damien,
No.
Give it a shot.
No, that's not what you said.
You didn't say, I enjoyed this. Damien? Give it a shot.
No, you were like, it looks so great. It was so beautiful. Much better than the other ones. Oh my God, you should watch it. Why aren't you watching it? You should watch it. Why aren't you watching it? Watch it. Watch it. Hey, watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. So I did, and then I kept up with it.
Kept on watching. That was a mistake, probably.
Well, my buddy Ed was also watching it, so we would talk about it.
What did Ed think?
At the end of it, he was like, you know, it was not great, but it was okay.
Yeah, sure.
And then he watched one episode of Loki, and he was like, wow, it was a flaming turd. It was terrible. It was like the worst. All right, now the teenage girls are leaving, and a dog chased them down.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if anyone can hear all the background noise.
I'm sure everyone can, but with your crack editing, don't actually edit shit. This is not, I mean, we're going to cut all this out. Anyway.
This is going to be cut.
Completely cut.
There's not even going to be a minute.
No.
Of what we just said.
None of this.
Because we're going to start right now with our 2023 Halloween Spooktacular.
Spooky, scary. Here it comes.
Yeah.
And now a commercial break.
Oh my God.
This saying we're still recording. Oh, it is. It is still recording. Way to go, phone.
Okay, the end.
I guess.
Bye. There you go.